Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 30th of May. Yesterday, US equity markets got a bit upset because bond markets got a bit upset because there were fewer bids to buy bonds at an auction to sell US government debt. So should investors be upset? The answer is probably not too much yet. It is important to stress that this is not the US equivalent of the UK's trust debacle. There are no radically destabilising economic policies. There are no disorderly markets. However, there is a genuine concern. The level of US government debt relative to GDP is hardly threatening at the moment. This is easily manageable, and many countries, including the United States, have managed and still manage far higher debt ratios. However, there is a genuine concern that the structure of US government does not facilitate fiscal discipline. The US deficit is not on a sustainable path, and to get there, taxes need to be raised and spending needs to be cut. Unfortunately, that almost certainly requires a compromise on the part of the Republican and Democrat members of Congress. And in a world of ever greater political polarisation, that compromise seems a remote possibility at the moment. The result is that the sustainability of US debt is likely to persist as a concern in markets, but rumbling around in the background, at least for the time being. Because the US Federal Reserve, under the leadership of Fed Chair Powell, keeps insisting on data dependency, where only the very latest and most inaccurate data seems to be shaping policy, things like yesterday's beige book from the Fed could shift the narrative in bond markets very quickly. The beige book reported modest economic growth and, again, consumer rebellion against price increases. That is characteristic of the last phase of a profit-led inflation episode. Consumers fight back, and companies realise that in the trade-off between expanded profit margins and customer loyalty, there might be quite an advantage in keeping customer loyalty intact. Wage growth was reported as moving towards pre-pandemic levels. This might be a way of clawing back some profit margin, as wages are not the same thing as wage costs, and automation and changing business practices might enable the gap between wages and wage costs to widen, implying wage costs increase a lot more slowly. In the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have the release of preliminary Spanish consumer price inflation data. With yesterday's German inflation number ever so slightly higher than consensus, but higher than consensus just for the first time this year, the Spanish figures are likely to attract a bit more attention today. Energy prices are expected to push up the headline rate, with the core rate better behaved and almost stable. However, very few economists forecast this data. The harmonised consumer price inflation figure is the only one that attracts a reasonable number of forecasts to the consensus calculation. Comparisons to market expectations in the media therefore need to be treated with considerable caution. The US is revising its first quarter GDP data again. There's little expectation for a change today. Bear in mind, this number will be revised a lot more in the future, and reliable evidence for what actually happened in the first quarter of the year in the US economy is not likely to be forthcoming until sometime in 2029 or maybe 2030. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.